Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery. This is The Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Now, here's the butcher boy, Joe Shasky.
Aw, yes, yes, yes. What's up, Bay Area? It's a Friday night. It's your boy, Joe Shasky. This is The Butcher Shop. It's 95.7 The Game. If you're sitting in traffic, if you're on your way for your vacation, a little long three-day weekend, you know what we're going to monitor all night? No, it's not the Colin Kaepernick thing. No. We're going to talk about real sports that's going to impact this area for generations. We're going to talk and we're going to monitor the Bryce Harper to the Giants situation. Because I'm telling you guys, it's Bryce Harper watch.
Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper.
This is happening, Giants fans. Bryce Harper is coming to the Giants. And we're going to have Howard Eskin, Philadelphia legend, join us at 6:30. So stay tuned, because I'm telling you, unlike San Francisco Giants fans like myself, who are dying for Bryce to come here and just give us something to be excited about, Philadelphia is already over this. They feel like they're being held hostage. And they think that the drama and everything that comes along with this isn't worth it. Not worth the hassle. But I think it is. And I hope you, the fans, think it is as well. 888-957-9570. Bryce Harper's happening. He's coming to the Giants. The only question I have for Giants fans, what's the threshold? What's the amount of money or the limit on years that makes you go, you know, I'm willing to do 5 years, $200 million. I'm willing to do 3 years, $140 million. I'm willing to do 10 years, $350 million. Where's your number? Where is the point of no return? What's the threshold? And then what do the Giants need to do after that? After you bring in Bryce Harper, after you surround him with this winning championship culture, I know hasn't won in like 3 or 4 years, what's the other move this team needs to make? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to definitely tell you, and I want to hear from you, the fans, 95795 on the Chilton Auto Body text line. I mean, are we sick of waiting for this guy? Is the lust gone? The rumors are pointing, and everything is pointing toward here, the Bay Area, Oracle Park, San Francisco Giants. Bryce is coming. We are on Bryce Harper watch.
Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper.
I'm getting anxious, and I'm telling you, it's going to drop tonight in this show. I can feel it. You're going to get reaction, not just from me, but I want to hear the reaction from the fans. Are you as excited as I am? Is this the guy that we need back in the black and orange to help get us back to the playoffs? Because that's really what it is. I mean, this team is so below the Mendoza line. They need so many things to get back to the playoffs. Bryce is a giant step in the right direction. I'm also going to ask you tonight about your Warriors. All-star break. We're going to do love-hate in about an hour and a half. What I loved and what I hated from about two-thirds of the way through the Warriors season. And we're definitely going to reminisce and go down memory lane when it comes to all-star weekends of Warrior past. And when I mean Warrior past, I'm talking about the Depression era Warriors, when they had no all-stars. When we were rooting for skills competition and rookie sophomore entries. Not four all-stars, not three all-stars. I'm telling you guys, we're going to have so much fun tonight. Do people think he's not coming here? Because he is. This is real. This is real. Vegas told you earlier in the week this is real. You had the Washington, D.C. guy go on the Philly news today. Give me who was the guy, Nash? What was the guy's name? I don't even have his name. Say that again. Rick Russell, ex-Giants pitcher. Chris Russell went on with one of our affiliates, and he basically said that Bryce has already made his decision. He's already made his decision. Now they just need to iron out the details. And he went into Philly, and he told these Philly folk, you know what? He's coming to the Giants. Are you guys ready for it? Are you kind of Are you angry he hasn't just made the decision? Is he wafering back and forth? Is that screwing with your mind? Look, I know the Dodgers are loaded. Loaded. But this is a huge first step forward. Oh, I hope you overpay. I could see all the Ace fans, Dodger fans, all the anti-Giants fans. I want you to overpay. It's only overpaying on the front end. I mean, even if you gave him $350 million over 10 years, $35 million a year as an annual rate, that's not too much. And get in, 888-957-9570. I'm telling you, this guy is going. Do we have the guy sound today? Do we have Chris Russell sound? Let's hear what he told Philadelphia this morning.
Bryce has pretty much come to his decision, and if not completely come to his decision, and now it's just a matter of, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's and getting everything in line that is required to execute a contract and a signing and a decision of this magnitude.
Ooh, I'm ready to rename McCovey Cove. Let's call it Bryce Harbor. You guys like that one? Bryce Harbor? I'm feeling that. Harperman's Wharf, not Fisherman's Wharf. The Bryce Bridge, not the Bay Bridge. Instead of the hate, we'll call it the harp. That kind of sounds like an STD. I don't know if we want to go with that one.
That's my favorite one.
I don't think I want to go with that one. But I'm telling you guys, he's coming here. He's coming. And I'm so excited. This is going to be one of the biggest moves in Giants history. And don't kid yourself. You're all going to sign up to go to more games. You're all going to want the jersey, the T-shirt jersey. You might get the three-pack for the family. I'm going to. Number 34. It's sitting there waiting for him. This isn't like a, you know, LeBron can't wear number 23 because the Miami Heat retired the number. Like, the number 34 is sitting there on a platter for this guy. Come take it. Come take it. And again, we're going to have Howard Eskin, Philadelphia sports radio icon. He's also on Fox 29 TV. He's the sideline reporter for the Eagles. Straight up Philly legend. Is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Oh, how dare you rename McCovey Cove. I love Stretch, Willie McCovey. One of my grandfather's favorite players. We're just having fun. We're enjoying it. We're enjoying it. And you guys should be too. I hope you're excited. What's the threshold? What's the amount of money that you are saying, you know what? I'm sorry, Bryce. I'll go 5 years. I won't go six. I'll give you 3 years. I'm not going to go five. For me, it doesn't matter. I have no threshold. This team is so boring and so old, so tired, so stale, no energy. I want this guy on the team instantly. Instantly. This makes this team to the front of the Chronicle. Even nobody buys the Chronicle anymore. But this definitely puts some excitement on it. And I see the guys behind the glass laughing at me, ripping newspapers. But it's the truth. You know, I mean, you get a Bleacher Report, you know, alert on your phone, and you don't need to necessarily open it. You know what happened. And if it happens, this Bryce Harper watch, I'm telling you, we will break it down from every single angle. And I will give you all of the moves that the Giants need to make once Bryce signs to really make this a 500 season. Because let's be honest, the way I'm looking at it, this is a 20-game under 500 team right now. I mean, did you see some of the people that they've signed? They signed Parra, who killed us in division. Left fielder, right fielder, little center fielder. Great arm. Played for Arizona. And he's looking like he's your fourth outfielder. This guy was like run out of the league last year. We got nothing in the outfield. Steven Duggar, I hope he's good. But so unproven, coming off a huge shoulder injury. You need Bryce Harper. You need this anchor in the lineup to make everyone better. What's your threshold? 888-957-9570. And again, Warriors fans, we're going to go down memory lane tonight. We're definitely going to go down memory lane because I don't think a lot of the media understands where this organization was for the majority of the fan base's life. Getting to the All-Star game and getting multiple All-Stars is special. And I just want to go down memory lane because before, when we didn't have All-Stars, we used to root for the dunk contest, the three-point shooting contest, the rookie sophomore challenge. That was our All-Star game. And now, None of that matters. All we care about is, hey, did you see Steph and Clay are going to be on the same team and Kevin Durant's going to be on the other one. Does that worry you? You guys a little worried? Is LeBron going to start to recruit KD? Oh, my goodness. Click on my article, buy my book.
Not five, not six, not seven.
Oh, but tonight is not about just the Warriors. We are on Bryce Harper Watch.
Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper.
888-957-9570. Get in line. I see you guys all jumping in. We're going to talk to all of you. And about 15 minutes, we got Howard Eskin from Philadelphia. He disagrees with most Giants fans. He's over the Bryce Harper thing. Are you over it? Is the weight killing you? Stick around. It's the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm Joe Shasky. This is the Butcher Shop. We are 95.7 The Game. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to have Philadelphia legend Howard Eskin join us. And he's going to tell us why Philadelphia in general is not ready to wait on Bryce Harper. Maybe they don't think he's all that cracked up that we're making him out to be. But Nash, what was that song you just played and why'd you play it?
That's Trophies by Drake, because Bryce Harper is coming to the Giants for one reason. Trophies.
Woo! Bryce Harper watch tonight, guys. I'm telling you, 888-957-9570. Oh, he's overpaid. I want to do what the Astros did. Oh, just blow this thing up. Bottom out. Hit the draft. Yeah, that's what the Marlins have done. How many single times have the Marlins done that since their last World Series win in 2003? They've done that every 4 years for the last 15. Yeah, I don't want to do that. We're not the Marlins. Bryce Harper hits for power. 184 homers. Over 500 RBIs. The guy's got range. Can play all three outfield positions. He's got an MVP, a Rookie of the Year, six-time All-Star. He's a Silver Slugger. He just turned 26. You're buying out the prime years. The guy walked 130 times last year. And it was a down year. Even if he averages his usual average of 132 games a year, that's better production than you've gotten from this outfield in years. Bryce Harper is coming to the Giants. What is your threshold? What's the number? Oh, I have no threshold. Tell me what yours is. Is it $30 million a year? Let's say 6 years. That money's going to depreciate over time. It's not going to be the same market value in year five, in year six, as it is on day one. They've got the money. They just got $350 million from Oracle for the naming rights. This is one step of so many to kind of redo the entire face of this organization. It will entice other potential players to want to play here. Isn't that the key? Tell me why it costs too much. Tell me what your number is. 888-957-9570. It sounds like to me the Phillies are out. If you listen to the GM today, he was being interviewed out at their spring training facilities. I believe it's in Florida. And he basically said the team is the team they have. And that's how they're rolling. And you got a lot of people, insiders with knowledge, who go back with Bryce all the way to Washington. And they're telling people on our airwaves in Philadelphia, Bryce is going to come to the Giants. It's a matter of ironing out the details. Larry Bear, make this happen. Make this happen. Are you ready to buy a Bryce Harper jersey? I am. Are you ready to watch? Because I'm on Bryce Harper Watch.
Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper.
Now, let's just say you don't think Bryce Harper's all that cracked up to be, that he's being cracked up to be. Are you getting a little anxious? Are you getting frustrated? Do you think he's holding all of these teams hostage? Do you guys think that he's actually going to come here? The California state taxes, the ballpark, oh, the losing. I mean, from all indications, from all the interviews, from all of the buzz around this, he wants to be on the West Coast. He wants to be closer to Las Vegas. He wants to be on a team that has championship pieces already in place. Now, the Giants are a far, far, far cry from a championship team, but they have championship pieces. Madison Bumgarner, they got Buster Posey. And oh, here's my favorite from the 925. The Dodgers are home built. You're not an assistant GM. Oh, the same Dodgers who went out and acquired Yasiel Puig, the same Dodgers who swung a trade for Manny Machado last year, those Dodgers, the same Dodgers who went out and got Rich Hill, got Kenta Maeda, that team, the same team that found Justin Turner on the trash heap. There are many ways to build a team. Many ways. There's not one way. You gotta build through the draft. You can build a team 6 or 7 or 8 different ways. Free agency, developing guys in your farm, trading for people, signing free agents, going in the international market. And Howard Eskin going to join us in about 7 minutes from the Philadelphia market. Philadelphia legend. This Bryce Harper thing's happening. What is the number? Someone throw out some numbers. Tell me what the number is that gets you a little scared. Is it the 10 years? Is 10 years too much for you? Because all the other 10-year deals have basically blown up in teams' faces. I hear you on that. Make the argument, though. He's not 31 years old. J.D. Martinez last year, what did he get, a 6-7-year deal at 31 years old? So even if you gave Bryce a 10-year deal, he's 36 at the end. And I get it. I sound nuts. I sound crazy. But this is going to happen. It's going to break. It's a matter of time. All the signs are pointing there. And Warrior fans, we will get to you tonight. Again, I keep bringing it up. But it's All-Star Weekend. We're 2/3 of the way through the season. I want to know from you guys, what's your favorite non-All-Star when we had no All-Stars from 97 to 2013? What's that moment? What is that moment that you think of when you think of the All-Star Weekend? Because for me, it's not the All-Stars. There's something else. I enjoyed All-Star Weekend, but we didn't have All-Stars. We had to dig. We had to dig for our stories. 888-957-9570 and hit us up on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. Oh, and here's my favorite, 650. Butcher Boy, you are in a special delusion tonight. Lol. I agree. I am. I know. I tell me I'm wrong. Hop on here and tell me I'm wrong. Let's go to Christian in Oakland. Christian, step right up, no waiting, and get in line. We got open lines, 888-957-9570. Christian, what do you got on Bryce Harper?
All right. So, big diehard Giants fan here. And Bryce coming to San Francisco, I'd love it. I'd be all for it. But the thing is I don't know if he could be successful here. And even if he does get a 5-6 year contract, I look at it like this. There's a reason he leads the league in walks. Or he's in the top 5, I should say, at least. And that's because the pieces around him. If you're a major league pitcher, why would you pitch to Bryce Harper when you got Buster Posey right behind him, an aging Buster Posey? Or why would you pitch to Bryce Harper when you've got Brandon Belt right behind him? See, and the thing is when he was with the Nationals, before, you know, Rendon started going on that tear and Zimmerman had a little bit of tear, you know, they weren't that good.
Yeah.
I'm just being straight. They weren't that good until they just found out. I mean, I don't know what they did, but they just started, you know, recently started producing. And even with Trey Turner being out a good majority of the season, there was nothing in front of him or behind him. So major league pitchers go, all right, let's make Bryce get himself out. Or if Bryce is a good hitter, he takes a walk. Then you go after, I don't know who they had behind him, a Zimmerman or a Rendon, but if he comes to the Giants, in our case, you go after Panic in front of him or Belt and Posey behind him.
Christian, you're spot on. You're spot on. Thank you for the call. We're up against it. We got Howard Eskin, Philadelphia legend. We got to get to at some point. Great point. When he was in Washington, he didn't have a guy with the reputation of Buster Posey or even Evan Longoria. Rendon was good for like 1.5 years. Okay, and I see people on Twitter are hitting us up, giving us contract ideas. I love it. I see the entire text line is coming through with all. Here's a great one from the 925. The Under Armour ties with Buster Posey and Steph Curry are a huge factor for Harper to sign with the Giants. Confirmed sources. Mike, I hope you're right. I love it, baby. I mean, you're as good as anybody else out here. Real quick, let's go to Brian in Livermore. 888-957-9570. Bryce Harper's happening, people. What is the threshold? What's the number? What is the amount of years that would scare you off? Brian, step right up, no waiting. What do you got?
I mean, I think they could go as high as 10 years, $350 million, and spend all of that Oracle money. But what they need to do is they need to trade Brandon Belt, move Buster Posey to first base so he can provide some legitimate protection from Harper, and call up Joey Bart and let Buster call the games from first base.
That is the best call I've got all year. Are you inside my mind? I want to trade Belt so bad. Free up first base. Just get this guy out of here. Like, yes, and take this Oracle money that you're getting. You don't have a mortgage on that ballpark, AT&T, a.k.a. Oracle Park. Brian, I'm on the same page. You want Bryce, and would you get a jersey? Keep it real. Would you buy a jersey for your family?
No, I would not.
What? No jerseys?
Not. No jersey, no Harper jersey. I'm sorry. The show with the home run show was too much to support it that way.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, Brian in Livermore. I appreciate it. Howard Iskin going to join us in a couple minutes. Philadelphia legend. Okay, the text line right here, 888-957-9570. Get in line. I want to know what your threshold is for Bryce Harper. And here, on the Chilton Auto Body text line, for me, it's 8 years. The length of a two-term presidency is long enough. I like that. I like that from the 408. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. And I'm wrong. 95% of long-term MLB free agent contracts end up sucking. Oh, okay. I mean, let me go through who the Giants have signed, and they aren't even quote-unquote long-term deals. Zito, Rowan, Melanson, Armando Benitez. I mean, come on. Oh, let's take some of this money and get second-tier free agents. Denard Span? You want Denard Span? Really? Like, stop trying to sell me on baloney. I want filet mignon and prime rib. All right, we got him. Howard Eskin, Philadelphia legend, Sports Radio 94, also on Fox 29 TV, the sideline reporter for the Eagles broadcast. He is a Philadelphia legend. Howard, how you doing tonight on this Friday? Thanks for joining us.
I never had a bad day in my life. I'm in Florida at Philly spring training. So I'm just, you know, we go from football season to the Super Bowl to spring training. I'm trying to get away from people. So if I keep on moving, they can't catch me.
Oh, I like that. I mean, are you like on the run from a mob or something? Do you owe somebody money? What's going on here? I'm a little worried. I'm concerned for your health.
The mob doesn't exist in Philadelphia. At least that's what they tell us.
What about this Bryce Harper situation? I mean, you're a Philly legend. You're obviously deeply connected in there. How are the fans feeling? I mean, do you guys want Bryce Harper, or are you just over this whole sweepstakes?
Well, there's two answers to that question. One is mine. I'm done. If this guy wants to play for whatever team he wants to play for, whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's San Francisco, whether it's Washington, then go and play for him. If you're doing it because of the money, that's not the right thing. Now, I know the agent actually pulls Bryce Harper like he's a puppet, and that's what it seems like. If you want to play somewhere, you tell Scott Boras that you want to play somewhere. What's the difference between, I don't know what all these teams offered him, but the Phillies are probably in that 8-year range of about $250 to $270 million. I mean, how much money do you need? Now, I believe about 5% of the reports that are out there that San Francisco offered less years and obviously good money. But I don't know what is it that he wants. Do you want to play for a team that you like, or do you just want to play for money? So as far as I'm concerned, I'm over it. If he doesn't sign, I don't care. If he signs, I mean, that's great for the Phillies, but if he doesn't sign, I really don't give a damn. Now, as far as the fans are starting to turn off of this thing, too. Now, certainly, they want him. Oh, the Phillies got to sign him, or the offseason's a failure. Well, that's not right either. And then some fans said, they're done with it, too. I mean, this is just, it's become a circus and a charade. Just get it done, one way or the other. Make a decision. Because the reality is, even though Scott Boras wants it that way, I don't think the money's going to change. Because teams are just bidding against themselves if they do that. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Wow.
It's both ways. It's just, come on, man. Just go and play baseball. Whew. You need more money than you ever dreamed about in your life.
Man, Howard Eskin just bringing the fire here on a Friday night. Howard Eskin, the Philadelphia You're like a media legend. That's the way I would describe you, Howard. So basically what you're telling me is that because the way San Francisco's viewing it is, if he came here, even if we suck this year, I mean, he'd be a savior. If he shows up in Philly, okay, they end up inking the deal. I mean, he's still going to have to prove something to those Philadelphia fans, correct?
Well, sure. See, this is the way I think you almost have to look at it. If he comes to Philadelphia, the expectations are going to be so high, and there's nothing wrong with high expectations. But I think the expectations might be too high. I don't know that he could ever achieve them unless he hits 50 home runs, drives in 120 runs, and the Phillies end up winning the division. I don't think he's going to hit 50 home runs. I don't think he's going to knock in 120 runs. You know, he's only had 100 RBI season in his last 7 years. Now, I know he's a good player, but it makes me wonder a little bit. Like, he walks a lot. I don't want him to walk. I want him to knock in runs. But the bottom line is the expectations would be really, really high as far as the Eagles are concerned, or the fans are concerned for the Eagles. And, again, I don't know if that's a good thing, but it's not a good thing if he goes into a slump. Remember last year, he didn't really get off to a good start. So there's different ways to look at it, but the expectation certainly would be high.
See, you know, Howard, we got Howard Eskin on, Philadelphia media legend. Here in the Bay Area, we're accustomed to being held hostage by a star. We've got the Kevin Durant saga going on right now, and obviously Barry Bonds for many, many years prior. So I'm just curious, though, do you think playing the Nationals in that division 19, 20 times a year, do you think that is part of the reason why this is stalling out, or is this strictly a Scott Boras financial situation?
Well, I think it's mostly a Scott Boras financial situation. Here's what I believe has happened just based on people that I've spoken to. There was a report early in this whole process after the end of the season that Bryce Harper was offered $300 million by the Washington Nationals. I have been told by good people that is not accurate. Scott Boras, I believe, did. Bob Nightingale always seems to have the information of the USA Today. Well, that's great, but are you getting all the right information, or are you being used by Scott Boras? And that's what I wonder. I think Boras put out that $300 million number and hoped that teams would start from there, and that hasn't worked out that way. I think the agents love it when the teams use analytics to tell you how good their players are. But they don't love it when they use analytics to tell you, you know what, you're not worth that much money.
Wow.
And now you're seeing some of the contracts. Fully signed Aaron Nola. Really done a good job. Now he's got 3 more years that he's not a free agent, but arbitration eligible. He would have made more. He got 4 years for $45 million. Then Severino for the Yankees got 4 years at $40 million. You would think, based on what those players have done, boy, they should get more money than that. But that's not the case anymore. And teams are not going to, it appears to me and to other people that I've spoken to, teams are not going to go for these real long contracts anymore. And although the Phillies, I'm pretty sure, would be willing to go 8 years with Bryce Harper, but I don't think they love that, but they know at 26 years old, that's not the end of the world. But there's a lot of teams that aren't going to do that. And then Scott Boras is going to tell you, well, teams don't really want to compete. And I saw Max Scherzer said the other day, well, teams don't really want to compete. Yeah, they want to compete, but they don't want to get crazy with really, really stupid money.
But then, Howard, then why did you give Andrew McCutchen like a 3 or 4 year deal? The guy's, he's at the end of his ropes. Like, if I'm one of these players out on the open market, like if I'm Bryce Harper, you're getting the prime of my career, 26, 27, 28. You're buying the back end. I mean, he's teed off on the 18th hole if it's Andrew McCutchen I'm talking about. Am I crazy?
He's not the same player. But last year, I think he was third in walks among outfielders behind Trout, Harper, and he was third. Phillies love Wall. All these teams now love players that walk because that's analytics. And McCutchen's not really what I would call a guy that's got to drive in runs, although he will. I mean, they needed a left fielder. They needed a left fielder badly. So he can still play defense. He's not a center fielder anymore. And he'll be okay offensively. I think they backloaded that contract. But the Phillies are, McCutchen's better than what they had. Obviously, getting real Muto from
the
Marlins. Now that's really good. He's probably the third best player that was out there this season behind Harper and Machado. And then they had one, Robertson, the relief pitcher for the Yankees, who they like a lot. So they've gotten three really good players. I mean, McCutcheon's a good player, not a really good player.
Yeah.
But they're a better team. That's why I don't really care. They get Harper, fine. If they don't, it's not the end of the world to me. But the numbers have changed for players. Teams, look at that long-term Prince fielder. That was a bad deal. And then Albert Pujols can barely walk out on the field. I mean, he can still hit, not like he used to. But is he, at his age, worth $30 million a year? I don't think so.
Well, Howard, let me ask you this. Howard Eskin, Philadelphia legend. You know, here locally, the Warriors are so big. They're so awesome. They're at the apex of sports. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, he's the sexiest team ever. They're building a brand new stadium right across the street from AT&T Park, which is now going to be called Oracle Park. And one of the selling points for the Giants to their fans is, hey, we're trying to get market share. I'm curious, from Philadelphia Philly standpoint, is this to battle and offset maybe the Eagles market share or the 76ers market share, or is this strictly a baseball decision?
It's strictly a baseball decision. You're never, ever going to take away the share of the Eagles.
Wow.
Football is king in Philadelphia. And there's nothing that's going to change that. They're not going to change it. I mean, they just came off a Super Bowl. But football's been big. I'll give you an example. When the Phillies won the World Series in 2008, now we got to go back over 10 years. 2008, a regular season Eagles game back then had a bigger rating than every playoff or World Series game that the Phillies played in.
Wow.
Other than, and you may not remember this, they played a three-inning game to finish the game that was where the rain suspended the game.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that three-inning game, every game did not have the ratings of the Philadelphia Eagles regular season games. None of them did.
Wow.
That shows you how big the Eagles are.
Well, Howard Eskin with us, Philadelphia legend. I really appreciate it. One last little jab from San Francisco, the Bay Area. I mean, really, the Phillies haven't been the same since the Giants knocked them out of the playoffs, Howard. I mean, let's be honest, right? If we take Bryce Harper here from you guys, are you guys going to hate us even more?
Hey, you can have him. I'd rather have Machado. I'd rather have Machado. You can have Harper. I'll take Machado.
Oh, that sounds good. I'd rather have a trip to Florida right now, to be totally honest with you. Howard Eskin, Philadelphia legend, sideline reporter for the Eagles broadcast. He does sports radio on 94 WIPI and Fox 29. Howard, thank you for joining us on a Friday night. You have a really great weekend.
Okay, you have a great weekend, too. And keep on that Bryce Harper watch and listen for every report on that social media, which is not social and it's not media.
I love it. Let me hit you with this one.
Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper.
Woo-wee! Thank you, Howard Eskin, beautiful Philadelphia legend. He is over Bryce Harper. Are you over Bryce Harper? Are you over the Bryce Harper situation? Are you done with it? Is this guy a diva? Is he dragging his feet and you don't want him? He didn't say yes to the dress, and so you're ready to move on and go down the street. 888-957-9570. Let's keep this conversation going. This is The Butcher Shop, 95.7 The Game, the best radio station in sports locally, and this is The Butcher Shop. We out.
Now back to The Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Yes, yes, yes. This is The Butcher Shop, 95.7 The Game, number one sports station in the Bay Area. And this is the Fans Forum. I see everybody lining up. Crash and 707, we're going to get to you. DJ, Mike, John, Bill. The question is very simple. What's the threshold? What's the numbers that you're willing to give Bryce Harper? And what's the numbers you're not going to go over? And I'm going to go to the Twitter feed real quick to give some shout-outs. MVP cards, I want him. I want Bryce. I want to go 10 years, 320, $32 million per year. You get that bat in this lineup for the next decade. Thank you, MVP. Will, SFG Will 209. 8 years, $240 million. Larry Bird gets it done, and if he doesn't, get ready for another boring team that will struggle to generate offense in front of so many empty seats. Signing Harper would rejuvenate this fan base, absolutely. 19 to $22 million is what Bye Bye Evans, now Fire Sabian, says. Trade Belt, too. I need Buster at first. We too old. Totally agree. And you heard Howard Eskin, Philadelphia legend. He says he's out. He's out when it comes to Bryce Harper.
Hey, you can have him. I'll have Machado. You can have Harper. I'll take Machado.
Boom, I'll take him. Sold. I'll take him right now in a 34 jersey. Let's go to Crash in the 707. Step right up, no waiting. Do you want Bryce Harper, and what is that threshold, Crash?
Absolutely. I don't really have a threshold. I don't get all these people complaining about the money. No one's complaining, handing out Buster, 10-year, $200 million. It just doesn't make sense to me. When they unload a guy like Zach Wheeler in our farm system, go get an aging Carlos Beltran, I was more mad about that than, I mean, you can go get a guy for free as far as not giving up any prospects and have this guy for the best years of his career rather than the back end of his career. And then, I mean, the whole thing about not being able to hit in this park, does anybody remember Aubrey Huff? Didn't he hit 25 home runs one year?
Yes.
I mean, Aubrey Huff, really? And I mean, I saw those moonshots that Bryce Harper hit in the playoffs against
Hunter Strickland, the one in the water? Remember the day game?
Oh, yeah, exactly. He crushed that. It's the furthest home I've seen hit since Barry Bonds. And I mean, I cannot wait to hear those guys in the booth say he hits it high. He hits it deep. It's going to hit the Chase Center. It runs out of here.
Woo! And instead of McCovey Cove, what are we going to call it? What was the nickname we had? Oh, here we go. Bryce Harper. I mean, I know. I'm not trying to slander Willie McCovey, all right? I love Willie McCovey. I just think that's a very funny nickname. 888-957-9570. From the 510 on the Chilton Auto Body text line. That song we just played, that's Burner, my boy from my neighborhood, with Quavo on his album. And I'm telling you guys, I want Bryce here tonight. I need it signed now. I am watching, waiting. It's the Bryce Harper Watch.
Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper.
They've got the money. They've got the need. They've got the capital. Spend it. Let's go to DJ in Brentwood. DJ, step right up, no waiting. What do you got on Bryce Harper?
Hey, how's it going there, Butcher Boy? I got a... If they're really invested, and I'm all in on Bryce Harper, I think he's going to be phenomenal for however many years you can get him. But for that $350 million, you throw 2 6-year contracts out at Machado and Harper for $180, and there you go. You're set for the next 6 years. Two cornerstones, lefty-righty matchup, can't be beat. I'll catch you on the other side.
Ooh, you're getting me all excited. I'm excited, Steiny. I'm guru. No, but seriously, I would love that. I want to start. Let's just start with Bryce Harper, though. Let's start with Bryce Harper. I'll worry about the rest later down the line. And from the Chilton Auto Body text line, 10 years and whatever money it takes. I love that guy. That's the other thing. The Giants are so boring. Bryce Harper would just inject so much fun into this roster, into this dugout. We were sitting here ready to build a bust for Hunter Pence because he did a speech before a playoff game. A playoff game he went 0 for 5 in. Does anyone remember that? No, but he spit speeds, and he got everybody fired up in the dugout. Bryce Harper's 26 years old. He's in his prime. He's in his prime. I want this guy. 888-957-9570. And again, what's the threshold? What is the year or money amount that makes you say, I like him, but I don't want him at that cost? Let's go to Kieran in Pleasanton. Kieran, step right up. No way. I hope I said that right. What do you got on Bryce Harper?
Hey, man. He's 26 years old. Give him a long-term contract. See how it goes. Because at this point, we're not blowing up the roster. If we were going to do that, it would have happened. So rather than being one of those middle-of-the-pack teams, not getting good picks, let's just go all in and hope we can get a couple of championships out of them.
Would you buy a jersey if Bryce Harper signed today?
If he signed today, I would probably get a jersey at some point. I don't know if I'd get it now, but I'd probably wait a bit.
Okay. And by the way, there's so many people on the Chilton Auto Body. Thank you for the call, Kieran. So many people on the Chilton Auto Body text line saying, not only would I buy a jersey, I'd buy a onesie, I'd buy a hat, I'd buy a t-shirt, they'd buy the entire getup. People are ready. Do you guys remember, whenever the Warriors or the Niners or the Giants do well, what do you get for Christmas? You get a bunch of swag, okay? I haven't bought any Giants swag in a long time. You know why? Because there's no reason to. There's no reason to. You got to rebuild. You got to reset. Why can't you do both simultaneously? Who says that signing Bryce Harper prohibits you from developing the farm? Who says it prohibits you from being judicious with some of the other contracts you give out from within? Who says you can't make a deal and get rid of Brandon Belt to open up that first base? And whatever your threshold is, I mean, isn't the merchandise and the eyeballs and the attention and the ticket sales, isn't that worth tenfold whatever it would cost to bring him in? Again, we brought in Zito, Tejada, we brought in Aaron Rowan. I mean, I could go right down the list. We gave Marco Scudero money he shouldn't have gotten, even though we all loved him. They brought back Cody Ross. They gave Aubrey Huff a deal he didn't deserve. I mean, I'll go right down the list and tell everyone all the different awful signings they've had. I want second-tier free agents. I want Austin Jackson and Denard Span. I want that. Give me a break. Give me a break. No, I don't want the Maserati. Get me the Honda Civic. Like, who says that? Who says that? I don't care about the salary. I don't care about the money. It's not mine. Beers are going to cost what they cost. I'm going to go out there and spend a boatload with my family no matter what I do. Get in line, 888-957-9570. And if you're a Warrior fan, we're going to get to you tonight. I'm going to give you my love and hate from the first two-thirds of the season. It's not the halfway point. It's the first two-thirds of the season. And we're going to definitely go down memory lane when it comes to the Warriors and All-Star Weekend. Because I don't think enough people are smelling the roses and appreciating the now when it comes to the Warriors. And you heard it from Philly. Philadelphia's own Howard Eskin just said he doesn't want Bryce Harper.
Hey, you can have him. I'd have Machado. You can have Harper. I'll take Machado.
Great, great. I want him right now. You know what that reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of one of these.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Give it to me again. Give me one more time, Howard Eskin.
Hey, you can have him. I'd have Machado. You can have Harper. I'll take Machado.
Hey, it's Tiger.
I'll take him. I'll take Tiger and I'll take Bryce Harper. Give me the 2-for-1 right now, all day. And hear from the 925, the Chilton Auto Body text line, the 925. Give him whatever he wants. I love Belt, but 2 years from now, Posey needs to be playing first. Make room for Joey Bart, my boy Joey Bart. And Belt has to be moved at some point. Get Bryce Harper in the Bay. And no, he's not going to the Dodgers. He's not going to Philly. Philly doesn't even want him now. He fits better out here. It sounds like he's a millennial. Sounds like he's a little emotional. Doesn't want to face his ex, as in the Washington Nationals.
All you millennials.
Yeah, all you millennials. Sounds like he wants to, look, let's be honest, guys. He's got the haircut. He's got the look. I mean, he looks like he could be walking down Valencia or Marina, not Market Street. He don't got the swag to be walking down Market Street. 888-957-9570. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line, Giants fans? For me, I'm so desperate to get a star and get someone I care about so I can wrap my arms around them that I don't care what the cost is. It doesn't matter to me. But does it matter to you? Is there a number or a threshold you just can't cross? We need to know. Are you sick and tired of waiting for Bryce? Is this diva act kind of changing how you're looking at him? Were you excited? But now that we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, it's like a prom date. You show up in the car, and you're like, oh, hi, Mr. Johnson, I'm waiting for Kelly. And then you're out there, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're like, you know what, is she ever going to come? You know what, screw this, I'm just going to go hang out with my buddies. Or are you just, it don't matter, I'll wait as long as it takes, because he's the right player at the right time for this organization. I need to know. And everybody who's lining up here at 888-957-9570, Emilio, Mike, John, we're going to get to you all. Hang tight. We're going to continue the Bryce Harper conversation. Warrior fans, we got something for you tonight. And we will definitely dip our toes into the 49ers. Are you not as excited about Bryce because of the wait? Or you're not willing to lay the red carpet out because the cost is too much. Let me know. It's The Butcher Shop, the number one sports radio station. 95.7 The Game.